Our guest this evening from Cincinnati's Rookwood Pottery, George Hibben, who's in charge of Stein sales at Rookwood, and artist Kevin Ozen. These gentlemen are here to tell us about a new offering that Rookwood has. Good evening to you both.
Hello.
Good evening.
Kevin, let's start with you. You're the artist on this project. Tell us what you've done.
Well, as a new product that Rookwood is offering, I've designed a set of coasters related to the baseball theme, currently existing tile that we have called Spirit of Baseball, and also a 6x9 tile, which will be one in a series of four tiles that will come out successively. But these products, I think, are really going to tie in well with the All-Star Game that is coming up in July in Cincinnati. So we wanted to try to come up with an idea to add a new product to Rookwood's line of art tiles. And yeah, just decided to go and design some baseball themed tiles. Figured why not?
These coasters to me are very interesting. It's a set of four. For me, I've always been fascinated with how pitchers make those baseballs go in different directions and different speeds and so forth. And the subject matter here on these tiles is a baseball in each one and then the actual hand grip of the various positions. Who'd you work with, George, to come up with those postures?
This was Kevin's inspiration, but like you said, it really shows the four different pitches, the curveball, knuckleball, changeup, and split finger fastball. And each of the tiles on the back, it has a little narrative describing the pitch. So, you know, this is something that I wish I would have known more about how to throw these pitches when I was playing Little League, especially that curveball that I could never hit.
Does this mean the cat's out of the bag?
Well, maybe there's hope for me yet in the batter's box. But no, these are something that are so wholesome, if you will, that I can see parents buying a set of these and then getting together with the kids, throwing the ball in the backyard and having a wonderful time, and kids growing up with these tiles that pass them down from generation to generation.
The Spirit of Baseball tile to me is quite attractive, with a great Art Deco look and harkens back to the early days of the Cincinnati Reds. And Kevin, you're the 6x9 tile that's part of this series, which is called The Spirit of Baseball. Tell us the image there and the history of that.
I kind of developed all of these sort of simultaneously. I was kind of looking at ways of, I guess, depicting baseball imagery in a way that maybe was appealing to me. Maybe it's a little bit unconventional, like with the pitcher grips and that kind of thing, to kind of spark a little interest that way. So the 6x9, I zoned in on the action of what it is to play baseball and the poses that some of the players take. So the series would involve a batter, a pitcher, a batter and a catcher together, somebody running into second or third base, kind of like caught in the air in the moment of leaping. So I wanted to kind of make the tile resonate with the actual figure and the posture. So I wanted to kind of highlight that as much as possible. So came up with, a very simple, straightforward design that could be well executed. And it was also my first time attempting to sculpt the tile from scratch. So It was the first time that I was really able to kind of get into the plaster and the mold making process and really just acquaint myself with the process that Rookwood goes through to bring product to life, really.
Talk a little bit about that process.
I started with a sketch, and this was 5-6 months ago, and began to develop the sketch. I would work with the creative team. They would look at some of the sketches and decide that on one that kind of people thought would work. And then I went from there and started with a piece of tile, a piece of plaster, began sculpting that. And all along the way, I would talk with the people in the mold room who would make the molds, people that were sort of very senior and much more experienced than I was on how to kind of proceed so that this could be a successful piece, and then just inched it out, just kind of kept working on it and kept working on it and kind of refining it and refining it. And eventually it'll go into the mold room. They'll make a mold of it. And from there, they will pour the clay into the mold, and then they will make basically what are strike-offs, and they're test tiles, and we'll test the glaze colors and that kind of thing and see which glazes go well. And there's a process called antiquing, which is applying the glaze and then wiping it away. It's more complicated than it sounds. Mm-hmm. So there's always this long sort of process of refining the product to where I think everyone says, okay, this is a Rookwood product. We're ready to release this. And we think that we can keep the variability within a certain range, because obviously these are all handmade, so they're all going to be individual, they're all going to be unique, but we want to kind of keep them looking kind of similar. And me as the artist, I wanted to kind of ensure that the vision that I had was kind of represented in the final product, which is also kind of fun as well.
So this tile has a design on it that is what we would say in relief. This is a raised design.
Absolutely.
So then when you're creating this, you're taking a piece of hard plaster and you are shaving away everything but the image. Is that the way that works?
That's part of the way it works, yeah. Like I said, the process of creating art ceramics is newer to me than some of my other artistic experiences. So I would go back and forth between carving, like you said, in relief, and then you can also carve into the mold, which is the opposite. So you can come at it from that direction.
Fine-tuning that,
okay. Right, exactly. And then some of it is also plasticine, which is like a clay. So if you make a mistake, you can put the plasticine on there. And basically, it's like Bondo. It's like there's definitely sanding involved. And it's basically however you can get the image to where it will look good with glaze on it, because it's deceptive. Sometimes you think, well, I've got it raised enough or I've got it deep enough, and then you go to put a glaze on it and it doesn't quite register.
And part of the R&D that goes into each piece is when it gets to the glaze point, then the glazes get applied for the particular look that we're going for. And in this particular instance, each of these tiles is coming out in three different colors. Of course, we have the wonderful red for Cincinnati, mm-hmm. but then we also have blue and kind of a charcoal black for other teams around the country that might also be interested in this tile. So everybody can celebrate baseball through these tiles.
George, tell us about availability. Suppose I wanted to buy the series of the four coasters. How do I go about that?
These are available now. You can find them through our website, the Pottery Showroom on Ray Street, or the retail store at 1209 Jackson. These will definitely be available for the All-Star Game, and we hope it becomes a wonderful Cincinnati celebration through these tiles.
That's great. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you. It's been a very interesting discussion. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. George Hibben, who's in charge of Stein sales at Rookwood, and artist Kevin Ozen. For more information, visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Stuart Holman.